The Dark Island. The third episode in Robert Barr's story of espionage in the remote islands of the Outer Hebrides. Nicholson and Grant have intercepted coded signals from a foreign trawler and a reply from one of the islands. In their search for the possible signaler, they find Mary Summers missing from the hotel. Later, she returns to report to her uncle, Colonel Jameson. Still later that same night, the colonel's bodyguard, Alec Thompson, who had shot at Nicholson on the Dark Island, is found dead in Nicholson's boat.
He's dead.
Who is it?
Thompson?
Someone's coming.
Did you see him?
Not clearly, no.
Any use chasing after him?
Well, in pitch darkness.
What do we do about Thompson?
I'm going to take him back to the rocket range. Let the Major decide what to do. You'd better go back to the hotel and tell Ian McLeod I'll see him in the morning.
Right.
Oh, and Grant.
Yes?
Check on Swanson's movements.
Morning, sir. Have you seen the Major?
Yes, I have, Sergeant.
Mr. McLeod is waiting for you, sir.
Oh, show him in, would you? And, Sergeant, let me have the large-scale map.
Yes, sir. Would you go in, Mr. McLeod?
Come in, Ian. Oh, leave the door a moment, would you?
How did the Major take it?
About Thompson? Well, he's worried about having a corpse on his hands. But that's his problem. Our problem is the signal post.
The chart, sir.
Oh, thanks. Now, Ian, you know the islands well.
Aye, well enough.
So, you can help me with this. Grant and I were about here when we saw the light signals out at sea.
A trawler?
I should think it was a trawler, about 5 miles off and signaling in groups of four.
Aye, I've seen them at it once or twice.
When?
Oh, some months ago, on nights when the tide is full.
It was full last night?
Yes.
Did you ever see a reply from the shore?
No.
Well, we did. And we took a bearing on it. South-southwest of us. 231. Will you mark it, Ian?
Yeah. How far from you was this signalling? On the land?
Well, it was quite dark. Maybe about 3 miles. Is it anywhere near your island?
No. Nor near the Dark Island. Oh. South of it. The only land on that bearing is Cantrai.
Can what?
Cantrai. It's the name of a beach.
Mm-hmm.
Here, this long one here.
Yeah. You seem to go in for long, empty, deserted beaches up here.
What kind of signal was it?
From the shore? Huh? A very strong beam. They must have used a powerful signal lamp.
You couldn't get a big signal lamp and the power down to that shore and back.
Oh.
Not at night.
Then we better go and take a look.
Captain Grant has arrived, sir.
Ah.
Morning, Nicholson.
Morning, Mr. McLeod.
Morning.
Worked it all out between you?
Not yet, no. Was Swanson at the hotel when you got back?
Yes, he was just getting up to bed.
Huh?
The colonel was in, so was the girl. I had a walk with your girlfriend after breakfast. Very pretty, very charming.
Yes.
What have you done with the unfortunate Thompson?
The Major's dealing. It's a security matter now. His clothing's been examined. Lots of sand and fine gravel. Seems he was killed somewhere else and carried to my boat.
A present for you.
Yeah.
From someone who knows who you are.
Or thinks he knows who I am.
The colonel was in a right old flap at breakfast, popping in and out, looking everywhere for Thompson. Said he was booked to take him to his island this morning.
Was it genuine, or was he putting on a show?
Oh, I think it was genuine. He was bucolic, about to burst a blood vessel. They were both very anxious to get to the island early.
To continue the search?
I think so.
Did Swanson seem to know about Thompson?
I didn't see him. He was up early and away.
Was he? Can't the girl handle the motorboat?
Well, she says she can't.
Then why didn't you play the gentleman and offer to take the colonel and the girl to the island?
Well, to be shot at? Not likely. I leave that part of the operation to you.
Thanks very much. Meantime, we're left with this wretched Baring. The reply to the trawler last night was from this shore. Ian was just telling me about it.
I was saying it's a wild shore, the whole stretch of it. It's dangerous to get at or get away from. No one in their senses would go there at night. Not on choice.
Why not?
Well, there are only certain sets of the tide when you can get onto that part of the coast at all. Darkness would make it more dangerous.
Then if it's not from choice, it must be from necessity. Is this the position you think the trawler was in last night?
Yeah.
That's the spot the boffins worked out when the trawler was firing that torpedo container. Ah. To hold a precise position in the darkness and against these tides, she'd need two signal points ashore to take bearing from, right?
Yes.
So this beach must be one of them from necessity.
What necessity would that be, Mr. Grant?
The necessity of delivering these things to the Colonel's island.
Doracha.
And that means the Dark Island, you say?
Aye.
Then we'd better shed a bit of light on it, hadn't we?
Before we go there again, Grant, I think I'd better search for this signal post on, what do you call it, Ian?
Cantrai.
Cantrai.
You'll never get there by yourself. I'd better take you.
All right. We'll go now.
You can't. You'll have to wait.
Why do you say that, Mr. McLeod?
The way the tide is today. All this area here, it looks like sand on your chart. It's quicksand. You'd go into it right up to your ears. It isn't firm until the tide is almost out. And if you're going there to search for something, you may have to stay on the shore till the morning.
Right. So, what time do we go?
I'll pick you up here at 3 o'clock.
That'll be splendid.
Bye, Mr. Grant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodbye.
Oh, thank you, Ian.
Goodbye.
You may have to stay there until morning.
Well, it's what I plan to do anyway. They were searching for the container yesterday. They didn't find it, so they had to signal last night. They'll be searching again today, so I want to be out there too, watching for them.
Well, I'd better make a report to the Brigadier.
Oh, I'll get the Sergeant to...
No, I booked it when I came in.
Oh, good man.
Look, if you might be staying out there until morning, I've brought up three little gadgets for keeping in touch.
Oh.
One for the Major, one for you, one for me.
Well, it's a neat little thing. What is it?
What is it? It's a radio. All three on the same wavelength. To talk, you flick this.
Oh. Look, there were transmitter parts in that container. The trawlers will be keeping a listening watch.
All taken care of. There's a built-in scrambler. You just talk in the clear. Now, for this operation, the call sign will be Starfish.
Mm.
The Major will be Starfish 1, you'll be Starfish 2.
Starfish 2.
I'll be Starfish 3.
Right.
Your call to London, sir. The Brigadier's on the line.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant. Morning, sir. Grant speaking.
Good morning, Grant. Have you settled in?
Yes, sir. And things have started to happen.
Oh?
One of the syndicate men was killed last night. The one who shot at Nicholson. Alec Thompson.
What? Thompson?
Yes, sir. Major Williams is dealing with it at this end. Thompson was an ex-trawlerman. He'd been in the Merchant Navy. I'd like a check made on him. And also on a man named Swanson, who runs a fishing syndicate and brings visitors up here. Eric Swanson. He's foreign-looking. I imagine the Eric might have been spelt with a K.
Eric Swanson.
Yes, sir. And would you also check on a man from London named Lawrence? Dr. Lawrence. He was booked into the hotel by Swanson, but he hasn't arrived yet. I got his room.
Dr. Lawrence. Christian name?
I don't know, sir. And I'd also like a check on a girl named Mary Summers.
Mm-hmm.
She's from London. Aged about 24. Says she's Colonel Jameson's niece.
I'll have them all checked. Grant, now that you've met this Jim Nicholson, what do you think?
Oh, first class, sir. I think you'd approve. He's going out today to check on one of the signal posts with the man McLeod.
Then see he's properly protected.
Yes, sir. Have you anything on Colonel Jameson yet?
Not yet. George Hammond's running the check. I'll send for him. If there is anything on Jameson, I'll phone you back. Goodbye, Grant.
Bye, sir.
Well, what's the news?
Eh? Oh, the Brigadier's sending for Hammond.
Hammond?
Yeah, George Hammond.
Who's he?
Hmm? Oh, he's the brain who does all the checking in the department. That and a few intelligence appreciations.
And what will his appreciation be on Colonel Jameson?
You will know in good time. Now, let's have another look at this chart.
Good morning, Brigadier.
Oh, come in, Hammond.
The file on Colonel Jameson.
Ah, thanks. Well, what do you make of it?
Very much what we thought, sir. Bowler hatted 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a duffer. A bit of a temper. A bit bullshit.
Is he now?
Opinionated, sir. And irritable. But not an unusual army record at that rank.
No. It doesn't account for him being up there on an island. An island of his own, moreover.
Perhaps this does.
Oh?
Little book on birds.
Birds? Good Lord.
He published it privately a year after he was bowler hatted. It suggests he's a bit of an expert. It's his hobby.
It could be a hobby. Or it could be a cover. He could practice this hobby anywhere. It still doesn't explain the island. It's strange what colonels get up to. Especially the old ones.
Do you want me to go up there?
No, I want you here. There's some further checking. A girl named Mary Summers, who says she's the colonel's niece.
Miss Summers.
A man named Eric Swanson, who takes visitors up there and is friendly with the colonel. A Dr. Lawrence, no Christian name, who may be on his way to the islands. And this man, Alec Thompson, employed by Swanson and murdered last night.
You think it's a reception group?
Just check on them, George.
Of course, sir. Will Grant be able to cope?
Ah, he's settling in, and Nicholson's going to search for a signal post today. I'd like those reports as soon as possible, Hammond.
Has this gale never stopped blowing?
Oh, there's always a bit of a breeze up here.
Breeze?
Aye, you get used to it. We'll strike a wee road in a minute and there'll be a bit of shelter and we can have a rest. But we have to keep going.
Oh, what a slave driver you are.
Now, here's the road now. Be a bit easier. And there's an old car. Here it is. You can get in out of the wind for a minute.
Right. That's better. Well, now, how much further is this... This sinister beach of yours.
Can try.
Yeah.
About another hour. And it gets rougher all the way. Are you sure you want to stay there through the night?
Yes, Ian, I am sure. Why?
You may change your mind when you get there.
Ian, you're very useful to me. And you're taking some risks. You may have to take more risks. How would you like to come on the payroll?
I'd like that, fine.
Then you're on.
Thanks. Now that I'm on the payroll, can you tell me what it's about? What risks I'm taking?
Well, you can work that out for yourself. You found that container, Ian, and you reported it to us. That container should have landed on Dorica. We went there next day and found the beach being searched. They found nothing.
Well, they couldn't.
No. So, last night, there were signals made to the trawlers. They must find it. So they're still searching.
Who?
Well, that's one of the risks you take. We don't know. We are interested in everyone who has come recently to these islands. Swanson, and the three who are making the search, the colonel, the girl, and Alec Thompson.
Oh, Alec has been here for years, and he's dead.
But he was away for a time, wasn't he? In the Merchant Navy.
I was away in the Merchant Navy.
Yes, Ian, we've checked on you.
I thought you'd.
Last night, when the signals were being made, there was one person missing from the hotel. The girl.
Miss Summers?
Yes.
But she came back.
So?
Anyone who was on that shore last night didn't get off it till this morning.
You want to bet?
Any sum you like. Wait till you see it.
She'd been out on shore somewhere. Her shoes were wet.
But she said she'd been visiting the local schoolmistress.
Miss Kennedy?
Yes.
Well, you're in luck. Here comes the school teacher now.
Oh, it's you, Ian.
Hello, Katie. This is Mr. Nicholson, Miss Kennedy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Nicholson.
How do you do?
And what brings you up here, Ian?
I was showing Mr. Nicholson the island.
Oh. Are you on holiday, Mr. Nicholson?
Oh, just for a few days. Ian's showing me the sights.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Nicholson.
Goodbye, Miss Kennedy.
I hope the wind goes down.
So do I.
Goodbye, Ian.
Bye, Katie. We'd better get moving.
Right. So, that's the schoolteacher.
Aye.
She's very pretty. And she seems to like you, Ian. Have you ever asked her?
Oh, she's settled at the schoolhouse now. She wouldn't take to our croft, not now. Well, that's all of the road. We cut across the moor now.
Tell me about her.
Katie?
Yeah.
She's a local girl, born here. Went to the little school down there.
Did you?
Aye. Katie went to Edinburgh, to university. Became a teacher. Got a good job at a girls' school, a private school.
Where?
In London, or near it.
Hmm?
Then she came back.
Why?
Because she was needed. There's not so many teachers of the Gaelic. The little ones speak nothing else. They had to be taught the English.
When did she come back?
I thought you'd ask that. You're wrong. She came back a year ago.
She's a friend of Mary Summers. They were together last night, and that shore is not so far from the schoolhouse.
It's far enough. Just wait till you get there. Well, this is it. This is what you marked on your map. Can't try. Would you like to have lugged our signal lamp and the power for it all this way?
No. Could the signals have been made from a boat? Just off the shore there?
No. You couldn't hold our boat off there. Not on last night's tide.
Why not?
Because you couldn't. There were two young lads came up here last summer. They were told never to take a boat out off the west side. They were university lads, and of course they knew better. And one morning their boat was found upturned on Sula.
And the lads?
The tide runs fast here, too. And the undertow was strong. They'd be carried south and then out to sea. The boat was on the surface, so it fetched up on an island. A dangerous shore, Jim. Are you sure you want to stay here?
I've got a search to make.
Then you'll be here until the morning.
What do you mean?
I better explain it to you. In an hour's time, this part behind us here will be filling with the tide.
Yeah?
Now, the sand will look firm, but don't go on to it. Don't try to cross it. It's quicksand. By 9 o'clock, the tide will be coming in on the other side of you like a flood. Around you and behind you. In the dark, you won't find your way out. If you must stay, it's best that I leave you and come back in the morning to see that you're safe.
Well, that sounds good, Sensian. Will you do that?
Aye. Be back as soon as it's light. Oh, I've brought you a flask of whiskey.
Ah.
I'll leave it with you.
Thanks very much.
One other thing. The weather could turn bad and there's no decent shelter. Look at your chart again.
Mm-hmm.
Not far from here, there's something marked cumulus. There it is, you see? That little mark.
Oh, yes.
Just up the shore.
Oh, yes, I see, yeah.
The thing I'm telling you about is an old Viking grave, a kind of shallow stone thing. If it gets too cold or too wet, you could always crawl into it.
It sounds almost too comfortable.
Ah, you might be grateful for it. Unless a sheep has got here before you. Now, don't you move off the shore. In the morning, I'll come for you.
Goodbye, Ian.
And good luck.
Starfish. Starfish 2 to Starfish, over. Calling Starfish. Oh, Grant and his blasted contraptions. Are you hearing me, Starfish?
Starfish 3, I'm hearing you.
Oh, it does work. Is that you, Grant?
Yes, I'm listening. Where are you?
On the beach. Look, it's too cold to be formal. Can we drop this Nicholson and Grant stuff? I'm Jim.
All right, Jim. This is Bill Grant.
I'm on that beach, Bill. It's just as bad as Ian said. He's gone now. He's coming back for me in the morning. It's just getting dark, and I'm going to start the search. But first, will you get the chart and look for a mark on the landward edge of the beach? Tumulus.
Yeah, half a sec. Tumulus, yes, I've found it.
Now, I'm going to have a look for it now and make that the center of the search.
Keep the channel open. Report as often as you can. I'll keep listening watch.
Right. I'm setting off now.
Good luck, Jim.
Bill?
Yes, Jim. I'm listening.
I found it. About that spot on your map. It's a kind of old Viking grave. There's a small tunnel. Now, I'm going to try and crawl in. See if there's some shelter in there.
Shelter?
Well, if I'm going to stay here the night, I may need it. I'm going in now. It's a bit of a tight squeeze. Well, I'm in. Just a minute while I get my torch. It's cramped in here. There's some bones. Oh, it's all right. They're sheep's bones. Hello. There's another tunnel. It's bigger. I'm going through.
Jim.
What is it?
Are you armed?
Of course I'm armed. I'm going through. I'm in a small workshop. Keep listening. It's dug into the sand dunes, shored up with timber. There's a workbench, and on it is a heavy signal lamp. And cable. A lot of tools, spanners and things. Bill?
Yes, I'm listening.
Do you remember the motor part of that torpedo? The boffins that had been specially made?
Yes, I remember.
Well, the motor part of one of them is here on the bench. It's wired up. It can be used as a dynamo for the signal lamp. Or to run a transmitter.
Jim, leave everything as it is and get out of there fast. Get well away and keep a watch on it.
I'm just going to examine that motor.
Get out. It's dark now. Get well away from it.
All right. I'm going to sneeze. A bit of a tight fit. I should have to lose some weight.
Are you up?
Yes. But I think I'm too late. There's a longboat drawn up on the beach. And there's a man guarding it. He's got a dark peaked cap, Baltic style. Dark sea jersey, dark trousers, sea boots. And he's holding a rifle.
There is a longboat. He didn't come alone.
No.
How dark is it?
Almost pitch dark. But there's a moon coming up. I should be able to spot the others.
Get well away from there.
It won't be easy. But I'm going now. Three men with rifles. They're spread out, making a search. They seem to be shooting at anything that moves.
I'll get help to you.
You can't. The tide's running now, and it's behind me. You can't get to the shore now. Not till morning.
Keep down, Jim. Do you know what they're looking for?
They're looking for me. I've just been hit. I'm making a run for it.
I'm still listening. Are you hearing me, Jim? Jim. Jim, come in, Jim.
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Are you hit badly?
Yes, I think so. They're coming nearer. I think they found me.
Was the third episode of The Dark Island by Robert Barr, with Edward D'Souza as Jim Nicholson, Geoffrey Frederick as Bill Grant, and Bryden Murdoch, Ian MacLeod. Listen to the next episode of The Dark Island, produced for the BBC by Peter Titheridge.
That's tomorrow morning at 5 past.